Hello and welcome to this audio recording of the Easter message from St. Andrew's in Blackrock and Bray. It's an unusual Easter for all of us, but we still have the good news of Jesus. We still have the forgiveness of the cross, and we still have the hope of the empty tomb. So I pray that you'll be blessed and encouraged as you listen to this today. When will all this be over? That's a question that everyone is asking at the moment. When will life go back to normal? And of course, no one knows the answer. Experts make predictions and others guess, but there's just no way of knowing when our old way of life will resume. All over the world, we are enduring this crisis, and the future has never looked so uncertain. But this morning, I want to share with you about why I have hope and about how you can have it too. On that first Easter morning, the followers of Jesus were not asking each other, when will all this be over? Because they had no expectation that life would ever go back to the way it was. There was no way that they could see that their future would get any better. Jesus was dead. And so were their purposes and their plans for the future. And so in John chapter 20, we find Mary Magdalene, alone, isolated, and full of sorrow. The disciples are in a house with the doors locked, surrounded by fear. Jesus, their friend, their teacher, the one that they believed was the Christ, had been murdered. The most extreme restriction of all had been placed on his life, death. His life had been tragically taken away from him. And then his body had been placed in a tomb and was sealed with a stone. Hope, or so it seemed, had been cancelled. But then Mary went to the tomb and the stone had been rolled away. She goes and tells Peter and John. They run to the tomb. It's empty. All that is inside is that the linen bandages that Jesus had been buried in. They go home. Mary is alone again, but not for long. Why are you crying? A voice asks her. She thinks it's the gardener. But then she hears the voice say something that changes her life forever. With just one word, everything changes. She hears her name. She turns and sees Jesus. He is alive. God had raised him from the dead. God's love is so strong. God's power is so great. God's plans are so big that nothing can stop them, not even death. This is not a made-up story. This is an historical event. Jesus is risen from the grave. He is Lord and God. And if he is alive today, then so are his promises, and so is my hope. This is probably the first Easter ever when I will not be meeting with God's people to worship. Probably the first year I won't be sitting around a table with friends or family to share a meal together. But Jesus is alive today, and so are his promises of his love and his presence. The resurrection shows us that you can't lock down the love of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39 says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." We are living in difficult days, and for many people, each day is a struggle and a battle. But Jesus is alive today. And do you know that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in you? If God is strong enough to lift Jesus from the grave, he is able to lift us out of our troubles and supply us with all the grace we need while we wait. Yes, the future is uncertain at the moment. But the gospel of Jesus Christ shows us the last page. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the day after that. But I do know in the future there is a day when I will walk out of my grave just as Jesus walked out of his, and I will live and reign with him forever. If Jesus is alive today, then so is my glorious future. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." If our hope is in God, then no matter how dark life gets, nothing can extinguish our light. Today, if you put your faith in Jesus as Christ and as the Son of God, then you will have a living hope, a living power, and a living love. These last few weeks have been a trial, and there may be more to come. But no matter how many restrictions you put on my life, no matter how isolated I become from my loved ones, no matter how many of my plans get cancelled, no matter how many setbacks I receive, no matter how many times I'm hit with disappointment, you cannot and will not limit my hope. I know that my Redeemer lives, and with my own eyes I will see him. Jesus is alive. The tomb is empty. So let us give praise to the God our Father, who has surrounded us with his eternal love, filled us with his mighty strength, and has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. For more Church at Home resources, please go to our website, standrewschurchblackrock.ie.